We are on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Beis, at the two dots. But the Gemara, we were talking about the line in the Mishnah, which basically the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph had said, if the person says, the Netiyos Elu are Korbanim Inan Niksasos, Talizo Korbanim Inan Nisrefes, Yeshlam Pidyon. Right? So if the person says that these trees are korban, right? Basically meaning making them hektish. If they're not cut down, the talus is korban, if it's not hektish, if it's not burned, so then yesh lahem pidyon, that was the language, right? You can be poda them, the point is that they become hektish. Right? If you said, harein etiyas elu korban ad sheyiktitu, and talus is korban ad shetisaref, so then ein lahem pidyon, right? So if you, and this is the line we're going to talk about now, right? That if you say that these items, these trees are hektish until they are cut down, or the talus is a korban until it is burned, so then you can't be poda. And the question is, what exactly does that mean? So the Gemara asked the following. Ula olam, really? And we started this a little bit last time. Ula olam, what does that mean? Like, forever? Like, it becomes hektish and you can't be poda ever? It's kind of a funny question. It's kind of a funny thing. If you look at the Mefarish, on the left side, four lines in the bottom, Ula olam, says Mefarsh Bitmiya, it's a question, right? Midikatani ein lehem pidyon, mashmashala olam ein lehem pidyon, afila acha katsitsa. It sounds like even after you cut them down, right, that you won't be able to be po to them, right? Even the Rana asks a similar question. If you look at the Rana in 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 lines down in the widest lines. Second word in the line is Ula Olam. He says, Perish Bitmiya is a question. Klomar Heich Efsha Shloye Helem Pidyon Olam. How could that be? Right? You can never be put any ever? Things that are hektish, you can be put to them at times. So why is it never? So if go back to the Gemara, Amar Barpada. Barpada explains. Why is that? He says, no. Padan Chosros Vik, in the back change of Vikadushos. Padan Chosros Vikadushos. No, that what it means is that, in the situations where it says ein lehem pidyon, it doesn't actually mean that they're never going to have pidyon at all, but rather it means that when each time you try to be po to them, the money that you use, you say, okay, the kedusha on this tree should go on to these coins, so that works, right? And the money also becomes hektish, and then what happens? The tree becomes hektish again afterwards. Take a look at the ran there, the next ran. Amr Bapara Pedan Chosos Vikochos Klomar Kikitani Einlam Pinyon Hainu Kozman Shalonikitsu. I mean, that's only as long as you're not cutting them down, right? But Velavla Memer Shaloye Helam Pinyon Kalal. Doesn't mean they don't have, there's no pinyon at all. Klomar Shalohe Pidyonam Nitbas Bikitushasan, right? Not that, like, if I take the money and say, hey, and use the language that these coins should become, you know, take the kedusha from the tree, doesn't mean that doesn't work. It does work. What does that mean? They become kodesh again. This is what it means. Right? You can't actually take the kedusha away, right? Right? The point is the language the person used when they said that, when they said, what it means is that it's almost like a regenerating kedusha. It'll continue to come back. So yes, you can try to be poda and it'll actually work for a moment. The money will become hektish, the tree becomes not hektish, and then, well, you made this tonight, right? You said, as long as it's not cut down, it becomes hektish, so it'll come back. That's what's going to happen. Okay. Okay. So that's what Barpada says. Okay, so it does work, but it doesn't work permanently until they're cut down. Okay. If you go back into Gemara, we actually didn't finish the line of Barpada. Barpada said, Pedan chosros vekochos, Pedan chosros vekochos, ad she yiktitsu, and then niktitsu, podan pam achas vidaya, right? And this is still Barpada. Right? And then once they're cut down, so what happens? You still need to do one more pidyon, because they still have the kedusha on them. And then when you do one more pidyon, it takes the kedusha, and now the tree is left as chulin. Why? Because there's no longer any regenerating, because your point was, that there, it's a korban ad sheyiktitsu, but once you cut it down, so then the ability to regenerate the kedusha is gone. Okay. Ula Amar Kevin Shiniktitsu Shuv Ein Podan. And Ula says, I'll take it even further than that. So, and by the way, we're going to see that the Ron's going to explain. He doesn't necessarily disagree with any of the first parts that Varpada said. But his point now is, what about once it's cut down? So Ula says, once it's cut down, you don't even have to do anything. Right? Because the rule was, it's going to be they're kadosh until they get cut down. The implication being, once they're cut down, as it falls, timber, kedusha falls out. All right, goes away. It floats away. Okay, so look at the Ran. Ve'ula amar kevan. Do it one right before. Niktitsu podam pam achas. This is the end of Barpada's point. Once you do cut them down, just do poda one time. This feel it. Barpada she'af apisha lo hikdishan ela ad sheyiktitsu afilo achik ki niktitsu lo paka kedushasim bichdi. Right, it doesn't just go away by itself. It has to be. You know, you have to be poda one more time. But ula amar kevan she'niktitsu shuvein podan. The svirulei she'ein kedushasan nimsheches ela ad osozman sheikdishan. Right, with the language of it's only korban ad she'niktitsu means I stipulated how long the kedusha lasts, and that means that once it's cut down, the kedusha is finished. Aval me oso zman ve'elech paka kedusha bichdi. We're going to see this language in the Gemara a few times, that the kedusha goes away bichdi, like on its own. It just evaporates. And he points out, because of Arash Bazal, the ula lo polig ad devar pada ela bila achar sheyiktitsu. Right, that ula's disagreement per se with Barpada is very minimal. It's only about what happens after it comes down. Until it comes down, he agrees with this whole idea, chos v'kochos, etc., that he agrees with. He just disagrees with what happens at the end. De la Barpada lo paka kedusha bichadi ula ola pukta right paka. That according to By part of the kedusha doesn't go away by itself, right? But according to Ula, it actually evaporates. But they both agree that the definition, the explanation of in lehem pidyon is as long as it's standing, you can be kapoda, but the kedusha comes back. Fine.
You know, I disagree about if it's adbecha or not.
Yeah, you could say it like that. Yeah, you could say it like that, right? Does the ad sheyiktitsu mean include? Yeah, include once it fells. Yeah, correct. The only thing I would say is that the language of Ava Abichlal, the Gemara uses, is usually a question of what is a person's language, like what do they mean when they say it? Mm-hmm. I don't know if the disagreement is actually, did they, like everyone agrees that that's what happens if you mean it that way. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of what you meant. Mm-hmm. Here it could be that they both meant the same thing, right. But it can't happen, right. Because your language itself doesn't do it.
Right.
So it may be a little different than Abba Abachal. Fine. So just take a look on another line of the Ram. We're not going to read this whole humongous Ram, but he writes, V'kevin shekein kasavzal, the Rashba writes, D'mihasham inan ladine mamanos, sha'om l'chaveyo lechazek v'kini sadeh, o shetei nesun l'chamei achshav, ad she'elech Yushalayim v'chazer v'kana mimenu, kodim sha'al al Yushalayim, chozer v'zochaba mekabel. Shekach amalei la'olam, la'olam yehi shalcha, ad sha'alei Yerushalayim. Ume achshav, u'la'oso zman, sheyikne oso mimenu nosonlo. So he brings a raya, you know, from this case to a whole different case about being, when basically someone says to them, go ahead, you can be kohen of the sadeh. And he says, do so, it's given to you from now until I go to Yerushalayim. Right, and the guy goes ahead, and then the guy goes back, and he's cornered from him before he goes to Yerushalayim. But you know, maybe we won't get into this detail at this point. But maybe we won't get into this detail per se. But because it's hard enough to understand what's happening here, so we'll stay here for a second. So fine. But the bottom line is at this point, the Gemara has this machlokas, Barpada and Ula, and again, their only disagreement is what happens once the tree comes down. Fine. Okay. So now the Gemara responds. Rav Hamnuna says back, Kedusha Shebehen, Lahechan Hacha. So Rav Hamnuna says to, presumably to Ula, right? What once it falls down, the Kedusha is gone. Hamnuna says, where'd the Kedusha go? How's that happen? Right? Uma ilu amrali isha hayom at ishti ula macha iat ishti. What if someone says, right, basically, hi, how are you having Kadesh's leave? But today, tomorrow you won't be my wife anymore. just for today. Okay? Me nafka below get. Can you say, okay, no problem. So you're married today on Monday, and then on Tuesday, you're not married anymore, and she can just go, she can go on her merry way, and you guys aren't married. Does that work? Of course it doesn't work, right? Once you create the Kedusha stays, unless you do something to remove it, right? It's Kedushin. It's not exactly the same thing, right? You're going to say, what are you saying? These are two different, you know, okay, so we'll see. But interesting is the even the Havamina to say such a comparison. Okay, so look at the run. Kedusha Shevan Heichan Halacha, it's all the way down now in the widest lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the widest lines on the left side. Chavtas Amar Aleph. Where to go? Right? So he says around the lo sviole the tifka bichti. Because again, this is the whole question. The question really is, the fundamental question is, can Kedusha go away by itself? Can it evaporate without you doing anything? Right? So clearly Rav Hununa says, ooh, that's crazy. That doesn't just go away by itself. Right? What's interesting, look at the Ron says. Even Tomar, you might ask me, and this is kind of relates to, I think, everything he says in this previous piece, which is that very, very long Ron, but I think we'll be able to get it. He says, even Tomar, Tenech Lamaydim Mefarshin Lamasnisin, Debehekdesh Mamish Askina. Right? So there's some explain our Mishnah that's talking about Mamish Hekdesh. Right? I understand your question in such a case, because it's Mamish Hekdesh. So it's Mamish made it Hekdesh to the base of Mikdash, so I understand the question. Where did the Kedusha go? Some explain that, no, this isn't talking about Mamish Hekdesh. It's really a neder. You said Korban. You don't really mean Hekdesh. You just mean comes Aser. Like a neder. Right? So what kind of question is that? What do you mean? That happens all the time. You make a neder, the neder can go away after you make the neder for a certain amount of time. Right? This is a case we talked about in the past. This is actually quoted as coming later on the Gemara, but we saw a case like this, right? Sha'at nehenesli ara pesach in terech lebeis avich arachag. One of the questions, like the husband says to his wife, you'll be forbidden to get hana from me until Pesach if you go to your father's house before Sukkot, which comes after, right? So he basically says, don't go to your father's house until Sukkot, and if you do, then you can't get hana from me from now until Pesach, right? Right? So she can be in Isra Hanah. Right? But if she doesn't, right, if Pesach goes by, right, and she doesn't go, so what happens? All of a sudden, the Isra of the Neder is gone. Which is normal. That's all these Nedarim we see. It's 30 days, whatever it is. That Isra can go away very quickly. So Kachik Shor Ben Yonah, Ben Yonah asked that question. What's the question here? If it's real Hekdesh, I understand. But if you assume that it's just a neder, so then why can't it expire? V'tiris the Hani Mili Bekonam Prati. He says, well, that's true if the neder is like specific, right? Ki Hasam She'eno Chal Ela Al Ichto. Right, a neder that works. This person can't get Hana. Right, it's specific and private to one individual. It's very weak and it can evaporate. Ava konam klali, but a general konam ki hai demasnisen the netios halalu aser lehu akuleyama. Right, they're korban, they're aser to everyone. So ki hechi the alim the toughest pidyonam ki hekdish, and they're so strong that even if you try to be po to them, it doesn't go away. Right, like hekdish almost. Could Am Rabbi Meir the common Reish Perak in Bein Modar. So it's just an interesting point to point out that first of all that there's a machlokas whether this case of korban really refers to just making a neder or is it mamish making hekdesh aleph, and even and the other point is that even if you assume it's just a neder question, right, the idea of it going just evaporating is still a question when it's a general neder that applies to the whole world. Even that's something that, you know, bothers Rav Hamanu. Fine. But let's go back to our question. So the bottom line is, Rav Hamanu says, I don't understand. How could you, how could that be true? How could you say it just goes away? If I'm a Kaddish Isha, I can't just do so for a certain amount of time. Right? It's forever. So answer the Gemara, fourth line of the Gemara. Amalei Rava, mi kam adamis. Kedushas damim, lo kedushas aguf. What are you talking about here? This is not the same case. Right? One is, kedushas damim, I'm just saying this item becomes hektish or becomes towards a neder on it, right? That's one thing. This is kedusha guf. You're making you're making kedushin, making an isha, mekudeshes to you. That's a kedusha guf. That's very different, right? Kedusha damim paka bechdi, kedusha guf lo paka bechdi. So Rava says, I don't understand. They're not the same thing, right? Kedusha guf doesn't just evaporate by itself. But kedusha damim, that taka could happen. It could expire on its own. Look at the mefarish. Mi kamadam is kedushas aguf. It's third or fourth and fourth wide line. Skinny line. Mi kamadam is kedushas aguf. Hani netios the kedushe le pedia kedushe kedushas damim. Right, they have a kedushas damim. Right, they're mamonos. That becomes hektish. Well, the halchi pakum be'achas shenixitu. And that's why after they fall down, so they can become it can be part of them. Aval isha kedushas agufi. Right, but a man and wife, a woman to her husband, that's kedushas aguf, right? And that can't just go away by itself. Also, even that's kind of interesting. They call the kedusha a kedushas aguf. It's not like she made it. She's not hektish, right? It's not about, but it's the point is that it's not about, it's not money. It's not monetary. It's a certain status that's very different. Fine. So basically, the response to Rav Manun is that's no kasha. You're asking you're comparing apples to oranges, and they have different and they have different properties. Kedushas damim, fine, good question. About kedushas damim, that kedusha will go away. But kedushas aguf, that never happens. And so don't ask me a question about kedushas aguf to kedushas damim. However, Amalei Abaye responds: is that really true? Kedushas aguf lo paka, right? Bichdi, is that really true? That kedushas aguf doesn't go away by itself. I'll give you a case where it does. Vahatanya. Shor ze ola kol lamed yom ula acha lamed yom. Shor ze ola kol lamed yom ula acha lamed yom shlamim. Kol lamed yom ola ula acha lamed yom shlamim. Right, so what happens if a person makes the following interesting statement? He says, this ox is an ola. It's an ola. Right? So I'm going to use it as a korban ola. Korban ola is totally burnt. It's the highest level, higher level korban. For the next 30 days, meaning for the next 30 days, if anyone brings this shore as a korban, you have to bring it as a korban ola. But then, la'acha lamed yom, shlamin. After 30 days, so from day, let's assume day 31 and on, if you bring that korban, this ox as a korban, you have to bring it as a shlamin. Fine. So if he says that, what happens? Kol lamed yom ola, la'acha lamed yom shlamin. That's the halacha. So that's true. It becomes an ola for those 30 days, and then starting day 31, it becomes a shlamin. Okay, v'amai? Why is that? Kedushas aguf ninu upaka bichdi. I don't understand. This shore, right, has now become a kedushas. Has now as kedushas aguf. You made it. You mamish made it hektish. No question here, right? You made it hektish to the Beis Hamikdash, right? That's the kedushas aguf, right? And what happens? It sounds like as soon as day 31 shows up, that kedusha of ola goes away, and instead comes a kedusha of shlamim, which is also a lower level kedusha also. But it seems to go away by itself. Okay, so if that's true, then actually bring the kasha of Rav Hamnuna back, and he talks to go to kasha now. Right? He's now asking, now his question on Ula is a fair question. What do you mean your kedusha of the kedusha of the trees goes away by itself? Kedusha doesn't go by itself. Look at kedushin. And so, what do you mean? Kedusha is not the same thing. That's kedusha. The answer is, what do you mean? I have kedusha go for the same thing happens, where all of a sudden the kedusha that's there goes away, and a new one. Don't get me wrong, a new one comes in, right? But still, the original one of ola goes away. So how do you explain that? So it sounds like we still have a problem. So we have a Rav Nuna still has to go to kasha on ola. Okay, she says, answer the gemara. Hacha ma'askinan de amar l'demei. No, I'll tell you what happened. This is not a regular case of kedushas aguf of the shore, but rather it's a kedushas damim. What's the case? Look at the mefarish, the amar ledeme, right on the right side. Amar ula hacha ma'eskinan the paka kedushas ola the amar ledeme. Right, you said it for the money. The amar hachi taras damav ola kol lamed yom la'acha shev denu ve'kach bedamav ola. Right, so you weren't saying that the animal should be an ola, but rather the value of this shore should be for korban ola. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to be poda the animal, and the money that I take from that animal, I'll take now and bring it for a korban ola. right? And that paka bechdi, the kedusha is dumb in me, right? And that's why. Why after 30 days it expire? Because the kedusha is dumb in me. So that's possible. No problem. That can happen. Avak kedusha is a goof. Akasi lo paka, but it's true. But if it's kedusha is a goof, etaka wouldn't be paka, and it could even be a proof, right? So the fact that it has to be only when he says ledeme, only for the money. So then that's why. It's because it's only for money. But if it was taka kedusha is a goof, etaka wouldn't expire. Okay, good answer. There's only one problem. We have a seifa of this brisa. And it says, go back to Gemara, Iyachi ema seifa. But what about the seifa? La'acha lamin yom ola ume'achshav shlamin. Right, so the seifa says, well, there's another case, which is the opposite case. Right, what if the guy says, after 30 days, right, it's going to be an ola, and from now, right, and starting now, it's going to be a shlamin. And the base of the price concludes that's fine. That works also, right? So this is the opposite case where he says, after 30 days, it's going to be an ola, but starting now, he doesn't say laman yom, but it just me'achshav, it's a shlamim. And that works also, meaning that the shlamim, it's a shlamim now, and it's going to become, you know, it'll switch to being an ola after 30 days, okay? Where again, there is a change now. The shlamim status is going to go away. It's going to be paka, and it'll become an ola. So what about that? So it says the Mefarish, Ihach the Mukma Slav Dime, Ema Seifa Tahi Amar Shor Ze, La Acha Shloshim Yom Ola, Ume Achshafa Ad Shloshim Yom Shlamim, Hachi Havi, Kida Amar Ihu. Right? And that's true. That if it says that it works, right? So what? Why do we care? I mean that's nice, that's what the price. It says, but why is that Akasha? So now continues the Gemara, I Amr Spishlama, Chad Vikadusha Zaguf, Vechad Kadusha Zdamim. If you want to say one of these cases is a case where it's Kadusha Zaguf. And one of the cases was kedushas damim. So hainu de itzterich leletana lemis natarte. Again, because the question really is, what are you both cases? Good, so you flip them. Very nice. But why tell me both? I don't need both. So if you're telling me that one case is a case of kedushas damim and the other case is kedushas aguf, so that's the first case, right? Was kedushas damim, right? And you see that the kedusha goes away, and the second is kedushas aguf. Okay. So hainu de itzterich leletana lemis natarte. That's why I need both, right? Why do I need both? The sachad adchamina kedushas haguf. Lo paka bichti, kedushas damim paka bichti. Because what might I think? The Bach switches the order of these two things, but it's the same point. So I might have thought that what? That the kedushas aguf doesn't go away by itself, right? But the kedushas damim does go away by itself, right? And amatalachi tana tarte. And that's why you tell me both, right? To say that actually it sounds like that both types of kedushas go away. That's it, right? If they're both kedushas damim, so then why are you going to teach me both cases? Right. So we won't answer the question yet, but just what the question is: if both cases are cases of kedushas damim, then it doesn't really make sense, right, to teach me both. And that's true. Now your whole answer that they're, you know, that don't worry, it's kedushas damim, isn't going to be a good answer anymore for Ula. So we're going to have to answer up that question, but we'll pick up the question and we'll figure out how to manage it.